Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel reminds us of the importance of discerning our vocation. Where is God calling me to serve him and to arrive at the perfection of charity? I remember a few years ago, there was a young man and his wife. They were actually newlyweds. They had been married less than a year. And the young man was very devout. And I asked him, "Did you discern if God called you to religious life?" And he said, "Yes, I did." And then he, looking over at his wife, he said, "But God chose for me a more difficult path." So he was obviously kidding, and his wife was in earshot, so she laughed as well. But it brings up, again, this most important point that young people actually take the time to discern, right? That God has called us and given us the graces that we need in the vocation to which he has called us. And so our Lord here in today's gospel, he gives what the church refers to as the evangelical counsel of perfect chastity, right? Of renouncing marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. And so this renouncing of marriage is not done because one can't find a spouse or because one is having difficulty in the world. No, but it's done for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. That is, for the glory of God, for the salvation of souls, right? To bring souls to the kingdom of heaven. And also for the salvation and sanctification of one's own soul. And then our Lord makes this counsel: whoever can accept it ought to accept it. And so that's where the discernment process comes in, and a young person who is using all of the means of the discernment at their disposal, namely prayer, okay, and also seeking counsel from a priest or spiritual director, right? If we use everything at our disposal to discover the will of God for us, then we can have a moral certainty, that is a certainty beyond a reasonable doubt, that we will in fact embrace the vocation to which God has called us. He will open some doors and close other doors. He will put certain inspirations on our heart and bring certain people into our lives and all of these things, because the truth is, God wants you to do his will more than you do. And so if we want to do his will and we're doing the necessary things to discover his will, we will infallibly be led down the right path and know it. And then once we have discovered God's will, to embrace it with all of our heart, no matter what the cost, and persevere to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.